there. Grandpa has a new story for you today. Timmy's all ready to listen. Are you?
Tell me more about Philip, Grandpa.
Well, Philip was in Samaria, winning many people to the Lord, when an angel of the Lord spoke to him.
Philip, get up and go south on the desert road that runs from Jerusalem down to Gaza.
So Philip started out. On his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch who was a man of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopia. He was in charge of her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship. Now he was returning, riding along in his chariot and reading aloud from the book of Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to that chariot." As Philip ran over, he heard the eunuch reading,
"He was led like a sheep to the slaughter. As a lamb before the shearer is silent, he opened not his mouth. In the cruel and unfair treatment of him, he was not given justice, for his life was taken from him."
"My name is Philip. Do you understand what you are reading?"
"No. How can I when no one instructs me? Step in the chariot. Was Isaiah speaking of himself or someone else?"
Then Philip told him that Jesus, God's Son, was the Lamb of God. John the Baptist had told of Jesus when he told the people, "Look, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He was nailed to the cross for our sins, the wrong things we do, and he died in our place. But on the third day, Jesus came alive again."
"Driver, stop the chariot. Philip, there's water. Can I be baptized?"
"Yes, if you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins and promised to live for him the rest of your life, then you may be baptized."
"I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God."
So the eunuch was baptized. When they came out of the water, what do you think happened? The Spirit of the Lord suddenly caught Philip away and took him to where he was to preach his next sermon, and the eunuch went on his way, rejoicing.
Do you believe God's word like this servant of the queen did? You will be happy and will rejoice like he did when you receive Jesus as your Savior from sin and make him Lord of your life. Just close your eyes and pray after me. "Dear Jesus, I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Forgive me and come into my heart. I want to live for you the rest of my life. Amen."